Okay, so I was just mentioning how Jesus Christ wiped out the 185,000 Assyrian soldiers who were attacking Jerusalem.
在圣经里面提到，耶稣杀了185,000的亚述人的军队。
Okay, and at the
一夜之间。
And at the end of the tribulation, beginning of the millennial kingdom, Jesus Christ is going to wipe out the armies, the evil armies of the world that are against the Jews.
而在这个未来的历史上面，将会有的7年的苦难的那个时候呢，耶稣将会把所有的敌人全部都铲灭。
Okay, but my point is that Jesus Christ isn't this gentle little baby in a cradle that they like to give out on Christmas cards at Christmas time.
其实我最主要是想要让大家理解的是，耶稣并不是这个在圣诞卡上看到的那个小小的、很微小的一个小 baby, 可爱的小 baby 而已。
Jesus Christ is God.
耶稣就是神。
And God is just.
而神就是公义。
And justice needs to punish injustice and punish unrighteousness.
而这个公义是要审判，是要对公义做一个审判。
So whenever Jesus needs to step into history and wipe out the enemies of Israel, for example, Jesus will do that.
在历史上，我们看到任何一个时候呢，他要铲灭我们的敌人的时候呢，他就会做这个事。
Okay, now I got off the topic because I was explaining that Jesus, he's the, what you call the head of the armies, and then Michael would be like the head general.
而米迦勒呢，他是所谓的整个天使大军的首领的意义呢，其实他只是一个执行者。耶稣呢，是他米迦勒的更上一层的首领。
I think you could probably say Jesus is the commander in chief. I think that's the highest position you could have of the military. Okay.
我们可以想象哈，耶稣呢是一个大军队里面最高最高的统领，那个称之为总司令这样的职位。
That's actually the title that they give to the president. Anybody who is president of the United States of America is automatically the commander in chief of the armies. The first president of the United States, George Washington, was a great military man.
而第一个美国的总统华盛顿呢，他其实就是一个军人出身的军人。
The last two presidents we've had have been Barack Obama and now Donald Trump, and they are not military people.
而现在的这个最后两任的美国总统呢，他们当然绝对不会是所谓有军人背景的人。
You're not going to mention their names.
一个阿巴马，一个是川普。
As far as their military knowledge goes, they're both idiots, really.
如果说他们两个因为完全没有军队的背景的话，对于有关军事的一个管理跟决断，他们绝对是笨蛋。
So they have to rely on the advice of their military advisors.
所以呢，他们要下任何跟军事有关的决定，一定是从他们的这些顾问、军事顾问来给他们意见。
But they do have that title again. You know, they're the highest authority in the land, the president, I guess.Actually, the Constitution is the highest authority. But these presidents, they have that responsibility, and they are given the title of the commander-in-chief.
而不论他们是不是懂得军事，但是呢，根据宪法，总统就是三军统帅，他就是必须要为军队下所有最后的决定。
Okay, but Jesus Christ, as far as the armies of the angels goes, he's the top. There's no higher. Nobody higher.
而耶稣呢，对于这个天使的大军来讲，他就是最最高的三军统帅。
Okay, now Michael the angel, he's the head of the angelic armies.
他的下面呢就是米迦勒，他是除了耶稣之外的最高阶层的天使大军的首领。
Okay, and as far as the names of other angels in the Bible, we have Gabriel.
还有另外一位四位我们有名字的天使的下一位呢是加百利。
And he's like the head messenger angel. He's more like a diplomatic angel.
而加百利呢，他是属于这种传递讯息的，好，比较具有外交功能的一个天使。
For example, he was the one that sent the message to Mary to tell her that she was chosen to be the human mother of the humanity of Jesus Christ.
加百利就是他就是告诉玛利亚，他将会 成为肉身的耶稣的母亲，就是由加百利把这个讯息给玛利亚的。
And when Jesus was born, it was Gabriel that reported the news to the shepherds that were in the fields and said, "You're invited to the birth of the Savior."
而当耶稣他降生的时候呢，也是由加百利去跟那些牧羊人通报这个好消息，而且告诉牧羊人说，你们是被邀请可以去参与这个盛会。
So his job was like he was giving the messages.
所以他的工作呢，就是给予这些讯息。
See, in English, we say angel.
我们在英文说的这个 angel, 这个天使。
Okay, and in the Greek it's actually angelos, which means messenger. So you say angelos. It's very similar to the English.
在希腊文里面呢叫 angelos, 这个字呢其实就是所谓信差，就是传递讯息的人。
The word angel itself means messenger. This is their primary role in terms of human history, giving messages to mankind.
所以这个天使的这个字啊，它其实就是把讯息提供给人类，好，就是它原始的这整个字的字义。Actually, in English, in Chinese, it's sent.
Okay. Is it 天使
？No, 使 means 使者 the one passing the message.
Ah, okay, right. Now,
so it's in Chinese, it's the
right.
same thing.
Okay.Now, you have other passages in scripture where we use the word angelos to mean preachers of the word of God. So we're talking about the pastors and the evangelists.
圣经里面呢，其实也有一点把这个天使啊，当作是传递福音者，等于是传道者这样子的意念。
And I'll just give you a quick example of this so you can understand that the job of the angel, which includes the pastors, is really to give messages.
他像现在要跟我们举一个例子啊，就是有即使是牧师，他也是属于天使的一份子啊，就是天使的概念里面有传递神的这些话语的。
You can turn to Revelation chapter 2 verse 1 in your Bibles.
我们请打开圣经启示录第二章第一节。
So now if we look at the Chinese here.
好，我们看一下启示录第二章第一节。
Okay, and you can read here, it says, he's saying to the angels, write.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者。
Okay, this is the word angelos, 使者 I guess, right?
Yeah.
But actually in English, they often translate as, now, send to the angels, but they don't understand what they're translating. But it's to the pastors of the churches in Ephesus. See, why would you be writing a letter to an angel in Ephesus? That doesn't make sense.
所以这边所提到的使者哈，在英文写的是用的是天使这个字，就是 angel 这个字，但实际上这个地方所提到的使者指的是牧者，就是牧师。
See, the person that's speaking to John is Jesus Christ. So Jesus is speaking to John and then saying, "Now you write this down and send this off." We're talking about the book of Revelation. Send this message off.To the different churches.
因为这个时候是神，就是耶稣告诉约翰说你要写信给其他的使者，而这些讲的使者是指的是其他教会的牧者。
And there's one other angel mentioned in scripture, and his name is Abaddon, and he's actually one of the fallen angels. And he's mentioned in Revelation 9:11.
第四位有名字的天使呢，是在启示录第九章第十一节里有提到他的名字，叫亚巴顿哈，亚巴顿或者是亚波伦哈，就是 Abaddon.
Okay, so we don't really have to remember his name because he's going to the lake of fire eventually anyway.
而这一位天使呢，他是跟着撒旦一起堕落的天使，我们不需要特别记得他的名字，因为他。就会要去到火湖被烧死了。
Okay, but yeah, I think the Holy Spirit mentions him in Scripture to say how these fallen angels have a lot of influence in human history.
但不论怎么样，这一段呢是在讲说我们的圣经是在告诉我们说这些堕落天使其实对人类的整体的历史有非常大的影响。
Now let's move on to the next slide. This is going to slide number five.
我们现在要到第五。页的 PPT.
Okay, now Isaiah 14:13 says, talking about Lucifer, you said in your heart, I will go up to the heavens.
这边提到以赛亚书14章13节，好，你心里曾说我要升到天上，这个你是指的路西佛。
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Now, the stars of God, that means all of the other angels. Angels are often referred to as stars.
而我要高举我的宝座在神的众星之上，这个众星指的就是天使们。
And remember, from the human's point of view, going back in those days, stars also meant the planets.
在我们人类的历史上面讲的是，星星讲的是那些星球。
So when they saw planets like Mars and Jupiter and Venus, they wouldn't recognize them as planets, they would call them stars.
在很久以前的时候呢，因为人类不理解这些这些星球的状况，所以他们就都把他们这些星球不管是天王星、冥王星等等的，都把它称之为星星。
And just another way we see Satan trying to confuse people through the Greek religion of the Greek gods. You know, he would name those stars Jupiter and Venus and Mars. These are the names of the Greek gods.
而在撒旦呢，为了要让我们人类哦。混淆，所以他就让我们把这些星星呢都用了一些很伟大的这些这个就是在希腊的神话里面的那些神的名字。
Okay, that was the Greek religion, but whether it's the Greek culture or the Roman culture, they have slightly different names, but they would name the stars according to gods.
当然有一些希腊的文化、历史文化跟罗马历史文化，他们或许会把这些星星都用有一点点不一样的名称，但实际上他们把这些星星命名为神的这个概念是在希腊跟罗马是一样的。
And then he says, I will sit on the mount of the congregation.
他说到说我要坐在议会之山。
And the congregation, even in heaven, they would have great worship sessions, worshipping God. Yeah, that's why the angels are created, really, to worship God.
因为这些天使们在天堂的状态是他们都要对神做这个崇拜的这种会议。那这个天使们他们很重要的一个工作就是在做崇拜的仪式。
And Lucifer was the head of the singing choir.
而路西佛呢是在这个崇拜仪式中最重要的那个合唱队的首领。
He would lead the angels in worship as they sang to glorify God or to worship God.
他是那一个带着所有的天使们一起来唱歌荣耀神的那个人。
Now, we've all been in church worship sessions before, and we've seen sometimes how you might have somebody on stage leading the choir, and you can suspect that maybe this person is enjoying that position a little bit too much. You know, they're getting the approbation and they really like being on stage.
有时候我们在这个教会里面看到，就是在主日的时候看到这个主日崇拜，那个在台上的合唱队里面常常都会有一个带领的人哈。或许他们有的时候你会觉得，这个带领者是不是有一点太过于这个自我良好。
Now we can't judge them.
就他可能有点太过于享受于扮演这个带合唱队的角色。
Yeah, we can't judge that person and we don't know what they're thinking when they're on that stage.
也许我们不应该也不理解那个人的状态所以我们也不应该去批评。
Yeah, what they're thinking is between them and God.
因为不管他怎么样，他的所有的思维是他跟上帝之间的关系。
But the reason they're on stage is to lead the worship together in fellowship.Bringing the words of scripture into hymns and then through that glorifying God.
而他们实际上真正的这个带领领诗班的这个角色他其实是要带领我们在整个这个崇拜中间呢让我们跟神开始建立关系然后经由这些圣经的文字或语言或者是唱诗的语言呢来荣耀神。
And often these people are very talented.
而这些带领者这些领诗班的人一般都是非常有恩赐的。
That's why they're on the stage, because the head of the church, maybe the pastor and the deacons, they said, you're the best person for the job. You've got the best voice and the best musical talent, and you're very charismatic, so you can lead the choir and worship.
一般会选择这样的人的话都是他们因为非常有恩赐然后他非常会歌唱然后非常有带领导力等等的一些特色所以才被邀请来做这样子的角色。
And so when we're looking at this example, think about Lucifer as well.
我们这样提讨论这个事情，其实呢就是在想象路西佛他在天堂带领领事班的状态。
Yeah, first, whether we're talking about Lucifer or maybe some person that's got very self-conscious on a stage of a worship in church, at first they could be very humble about this.
而这样子的角色呢，就是他一开始也许是非常的谦卑的哈。
See, at the beginning, they'll be invited, like Lucifer was invited, or some person, they're invited to lead the worship in front of this big, big congregation. And to bring all these people together to worship God, that's a great privilege.
而路西佛他很可能一开始也是被邀请，在这么大群的这个天使群里面，成为领诗班的人，然后开始做主日崇拜的这样的角色。
And they'll be very thankful. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to use the talent that you gave to me.
而他一开始的时候很，路西佛可能也有感觉到非常的谦卑，说啊，感谢主，你给我这样子的恩赐，让我有这样的机会可以来带领诗班。
But then after months or maybe, you know, it took years perhaps of people saying, oh, you are a fantastic worship leader. This was the best worship I've ever had. And everybody was together and God was really glorified. And you did a fantastic job.
而有很多人很可能经过几个月几年，他们大家呢都会常常会赞美他，说你真是太棒的这个诗班领导，我从来没有过这样子的这个崇拜的经验，太棒了哈，等等的，就大家一直的给他赞美。
Now, if that person's not learning the word of God,
而这个人呢，又没有一直真正的在学习上帝的话语，
and they're not developing an attitude of humility,
而他又没有很认真的去慢慢的把他的这个谦卑哈做一个成长，
they don't have the protection against the temptation to get arrogant.
而他们又没有一个自我防御的系统哈，让他不要变得越来越傲慢。
See, at first they can maybe give off a false sense of humility. Oh, no, no, that's all God. God did it for me, and I give thanks to God.
也许他口中呢，只是表面性的去说，哦，这都要感谢主啊，这都是上帝给我的恩赐啊。也许他就是嘴巴这样子讲，假装讲。
And maybe every time someone says, oh, you did a great job, and the person say, no, 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 thanks to God, glory to God.
每次有人赞美他的时候，他就说，哦，感谢神，这都是神给的。
But in their mind, they're thinking, I'm really getting quite good at this, I'm great.
他可能心里面真正在想的是说，哎，我真的很棒哦，我真的是太优秀于其他人了。
And this is what happened with Satan. He was saying it in his heart. See, Isaiah 14:13, that's our verse.
以赛亚书十四章十三节里面，真正这就是路西佛心里面真正在想的事情。
And it can happen to all of us, whatever talent that God has given to you, and whenever God is going to promote you, that's when you become at your weakest. That's when you become vulnerable to getting very arrogant.
而这个其实是可能发生在我们每一个人的身上，就是当上帝给了我们特别的恩赐，又给了我们特别的角色的时候，我们可能就变成非常非常的脆弱，我们会很难抵挡哈这种引诱，而成为越来越傲慢的一个人。
We notice this a lot in scripture where you have these believers, they're given a test, and these great believers, and they might pass their test and do it very well, but then shortly after that, they get another test, and then they fail because they've become arrogant.
这也就是很多很多的信徒啊，曾经发生过的状态，就是也许在经历了非常多的测试啊，他都通过了，都没有问题了。就最后呢，当他已经觉得自己感觉良好的时候，不小心下一个测试来的时候，他就完全失败。
That's when you're very vulnerable. It's when you've had a great spiritual victory because of God, and you recognize that. But then, while you're vulnerable.And thinking, oh, maybe I'm becoming a great believer now. That's when you might get another test coming, and you'll fail.
所以，当我们在逐渐成长为在灵命上面越来越成功、一个成熟的一个信徒的时候，那个时候我们自以为自己已经要变成一个好的信徒的那一刹那间，就很可能是我们变得更脆弱、更容易傲慢的那个时候了。
And just to give you an example, I mentioned just before the break how the Assyrian armies were about to attack Jerusalem and Jesus Christ protected them. Just before the break, I mentioned there's 185,000 people that were killed.
就像我们在前面要休息之前提到了哈，就是有亚述人要来攻打以色列人，有185,000的亚述人被耶稣铲灭的那个时候。
And that happened about the year 702 BC.
这个事件呢是发生在西元前702年。
Now after the Assyrian armies were wiped out.
当亚述人的所有的军队全部被铲灭的时候。
It was a great victory for the Jewish people because of what Jehovah had done for them.
这个时候呢等于是对于以色列人是一个非常非常大的胜利，而这胜利其实是约和华是神所造成的。
And with Isaiah's guidance, they were very grateful, you know, they were worshipping God and praying thanks to God.
而在这个时候呢以赛亚领导让大家一起称谢神，有一个非常大的一个敬拜。
Okay. And then you had these other kings from other nations. They heard about this.And some of the kings came to visit Hezekiah and say, oh, good job, you did a great job there.
而在这个时候呢很多其他国家的国王啊都听说了这个事情也就来到以色列跟以色列的王去参拜说哇你们真的太厉害了。
One of them was the king of Babylon and his name was Merodach-Baladan. He came in to Jerusalem to visit Hezekiah.
而其中一个王就是巴比伦的王他就特别来到以色列来找以赛亚。
And he said, great job, great job.
他跟他以色列王说啊做得太好了太棒了。
Hezekiah became a little bit arrogant. He said, would you really like to see how great we are?
这时候呢以色列的王说你想看看我们到底做了什么吗
?You really want to see how God is blessing us?
你想要看看神到底如何的这个祝福我们吗
?And he took the king of Babylon and showed him inside the riches of the castle and the riches of the temple and said, look at all this gold. You know, there was gold everywhere in the temple and gold in the king's castle.
然后他带他去看这个所有的这个到处都是金碧辉煌的教堂以及国王的皇宫。
You know, all the treasures that they'd been blessed with over the years, since the time of David, they'd been blessed with a lot of treasures, and he was showing off.
然后他还在那边就是他很爱现的哈来给他们看说他们拿到了多少的这些金银财宝都是神给的。
Okay, now the king, he went back to Babylon, and he told the story to his people.
然后呢巴比伦的这个国王呢回去以后呢就把所见到的所有状况都告诉了他的伙伴们。
Now, just to show how our decisions and our thinking can have long-term consequences.
然后我们就在想，这个事情呢的一个长期将要会发生的一个连锁反应。
In the year 612 BC, now this is coming further into the future. So now this is plus about 90 years. 90 years later.
而90年后呢？就是在西元前612年。
You had another king of Babylon, which was the great, great, great grandson of the first king.
好，这时候呢，已经是巴比伦当时的那个国王的曾孙子吧。
He'd actually been involved in a battle of the Egyptians north of Israel. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. He'd been involved with a battle with Egyptians in the north part, north of Israel.
他这位曾孙的这个国王呢他那个时候有一个战争是跟埃及在打仗。
Yeah, he was fighting the Pharaoh of Egypt and he was winning the battle and the Pharaoh had to escape back to Egypt.
然后他打胜了这个仗那个说埃及的法老就必须要逃回他的埃及。
The king of Babylon couldn't quite catch up with the king of Egypt.
而巴比伦的这个国王呢他追不上这个逃跑的埃及国王。
So by the time that the king of Egypt had got away, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, was just on Jerusalem, just at the place of Jerusalem.
说因为他们本来巴比伦的国王跟埃及的国王他们都在这个以色列的北部打仗。然后结果埃及的王打输了巴比伦王就追他要把巴比伦的王再追埃及国王追到耶路撒冷的时候。
So the battle had taken place up north and they were coming down this way here and the Pharaoh got back to Egypt.
好他们是从以色列北部埃及法老要逃到埃及是往南逃然后在这个追兵就追到了耶路撒冷的时候。
So this time they're about here, and the king Nebuchadnezzar of the Babylonians, he says, oh, there's Jerusalem. Now, I can't catch the king of Egypt, but while I'm here, I've got a whole army I need to feed. Let's go to Jerusalem. I've heard they have lots of gold there. There's an old story about having lots of gold, and we'll attack Jerusalem.
所以呢，这个巴比伦的国王呢，就突然想起来哈，他的曾祖父告诉过他们全国的人哦，这个以色列耶路撒冷有多么的金碧辉煌，所以他干脆就想说，那我追不上法老，我就直接去把我的军队开进耶路撒冷来打耶路撒冷吧。
And that began the captivity or the punishment of God against the Jews. That was about 612. And then he would take tribute, take the money, and even Daniel and his friends got taken back to Babylon at that time. And that began the discipline upon the Jews for many years.
而这个时候呢，就是从西元前612年哦，就是上帝开始惩罚这个以色列人的开始。好，这个时候呢，就是因为不止他们打进了耶路撒冷，而且把他们家的几个重要成员也都抓走了，抓到巴比伦去了。
We'll take a break, maybe for 10 minutes this time, and then we'll come back. I'll just summarize from what I just mentioned, and then we'll carry on.
好，我们先休息一下下，要重新开 Zoom。